I'm Andrea Distorrance. I'm the Invasive Forest Pests Program Coordinator for the DNR.
It's Labor Day weekend coming up, and we're going to be seeing a lot of people traveling out to campsites and other places in the state, and camping out and being out in the woods and enjoying a nice fire. And you and the DNR are reminding people to be very careful about where they get their firewood from. Why don't you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, it's important to get your firewood from as close to where you're going to be using it as you can. And the reason for that is that we have a number of pests and diseases of trees that are being moved around in the Lake States area on firewood. Emerald ash borer is one of them, but there's a number of other things that we have to be concerned about. In your area, oak wilt's a problem.
What should we be looking for when we're looking for firewood that we're going to be burning at a campsite?
Well, as I said, try and get it close to where you're going to be using it. So if you're coming up to Wausau, get your wood in Wausau. Certainly, it's hard to tell if there's anything infesting the wood. They're usually underneath the bark, and most people can't find them easily. So that's why we tell people get the wood close by, because if the wood was cut nearby, then you probably aren't bringing anything into the area that you already don't have. So it's just a precautionary measure.
And that is one of the precautions that the DNR and other wildlife management units inside the state are making, is that they'll only be selling that kind of safe firewood at campsites that are public use.
Yes, we're selling wood that is either from the property itself or from a certified vendor. Now, that's the other option that you have for ensuring that you're not moving around pests and diseases. There are firewood vendors that treat their wood in ways to kill the infesting organisms, things like beetles or fungal diseases. There's heat treatment, aging, debarking, treatments like that. And that prevents the wood from being used by these pests and diseases. It can no longer harbor them. And so you can move that wood anywhere.
So not exactly sterile, but of course it's safe for use.
Yeah, basically the wood is being treated in such a way that it's no longer suitable for the insects and diseases that live in a living tree. And that's the important thing, because we don't want the firewood transmitting these problems into our living trees and killing them.
What should people be looking for if they're looking for these specially treated firewood for sale?
Certified firewood. There's a list of certified firewood vendors. Go to the Emerald Ash Borer website, http://emeraldashborer.wi.gov. And then on the left-hand side, there will be firewood regulations. Tap on that, and in that first page, there's a highlight link to certified firewood vendors, and it'll take you off to that site. You can contact them. It's just a list of people who are certified by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection as having treated their firewood to the specifications that the state requires.
And one of the things I think is interesting is it's not just an effort by the DNR, but there's a number of other organizations inside the state that are all making a big push against these invasive species and pests.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Department of Agriculture, the entomologists and pest specialists there, and the ones here in forestry work hand in hand dealing with a number of big problem species. Emerald ash borer is the one everybody knows about, but certainly we would cooperate on a number of others as well.
Now, of course, tree diseases aren't the only invasive species that we're looking at and trying to keep an eye out for in the central Wisconsin area. I can think of garlic mustard is another one that I think about. Garlic mustard is another one that we typically see warnings about every so often, and that may have already flowered. But if you're out in the woods and you think you may have found an invasive species, what should you be looking for?
Well, we do have a number of plants that are real problems and unfortunately are also fairly common around the state. Now, you guys up north have fewer problems than those of the folks who own land down in the southeast, for example. Garlic mustard is one of those problems, but also buckthorn, Asian honeysuckles. There's a wide variety of problem species. The issue to keep in mind is taking a look at the forest and seeing if you see too much of one thing, because that's usually a dead giveaway. There might be a problem. I would direct people to go to the DNR site and do a search for invasive plants if they're interested in that. One thing that we do ask people to do is be aware of how they're handling worms. And I imagine there will be a number of people going out and fishing. And keep in mind that worms that we use for fishing, none of those are native to Wisconsin. The glaciers killed all our worms, and our forests have evolved without worms, and they need the things that worms eat. And when we bring in these invasive worms, they chew up all the soft leaf litter that is on the surface of the forest soils, and basically chew the soil right out from underneath the roots of many of our important trees. Sugar maple, for example, the seedlings can't get started if there isn't that soft, thick layer of decaying leaves, and that's what these invasive worms just chew right through. So when you're fishing and you're using worms, make certain that you don't just throw the worms away or throw them on the soil or in the water. Package them up and throw them away in the trash so that they don't get loose into our woods.